So I was going to listen to a podcast. Big Fatty is in the queue, and I thought it's going to be like a 30 to 40 minute walk back to my hotel. And I thought I could listen to Big Fatty, and that would take up about 12 minutes, maybe on double speed, and just let him natter in my ear a whole bunch of crap. Or I could podcast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let him natter in my ear a whole bunch of crap.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2804. The BFO for Thursday, the 25th of October, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. Then I've got some Axe Big Fatty questions. And Big Fatty, who knows what else? Carburetors, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your carburetors today because, y'all, I ate some carbs for my lunch on hump day. And, y'all, I'll tell you about it as we talk about the rest of my day. But, y'all, I just wanted to remind you that today, the 25th of October, y'all, it's just 2 months, 60 days until Crema. Big Fatty, whatever happened to Thanks-o-ween? Halloween-y, Gay Crema, is less than a week away. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty's rule, come November the 1st, it's okay to start celebrating Crema. Big Fatty, I think I just heard Brian and Danbury unsubscribing. Yes, Big Fatty!
Born is the king.
It's true. Y'all, let's see what's happened since I talked to you yesterday. Y'all cooked me some steak on the grill Tuesday evening. Y'all, it was quite tasty. Had that with some sugar snap peas. And finished up my red seedless grapes that I had in the icebox. And y'all, I watched a few things on the TV machine. I can't remember what I watched. I watched some sports ball game. Oh yeah, the World Series was on, and I watched some of that. And y'all, I finally went to bed. And y'all, it was one of those nights where it was not quite cool enough for me to just drift right away. Just like a sailing away. Big Fatty is like, well, what's that guy's name that sings that sailing away song? I don't remember, but somebody will remind me. Yes, Big Fatty. Slept okay because, I had to be at my doctor. Had to be at my doctor at 10:15 a.m. in the morning on hump day. And y'all, I didn't want to sleep too late, and so y'all, I got up a little bit after 8 a.m. in the morning, and I had my coffee because y'all, I was fasting. Big Fatty, you said fatting? No, fasting. Oh, and so y'all, I just had the Corfrey and watched the morning news and read the newspaper. By the way, y'all, I did not win the $1.6 billion mega ball. Big Fatty, but you've got the mega ball. Perhaps. Y'all, speaking of the mega balls, did you go over there to the BFO and take a look at the decorations? Y'all head on over there, and I see that penguin's been over there. Y'all, Big Fatty, all the animals have been there. The penguin and the beaver have been by. Well, that's true. Michael Fine and Kim have checked it out and left a little comment over there. And y'all, then I got my shirt and I was off to the doctor. Y'all, I arrived at the predetermined appointed time. Y'all, I was taken right in and was wait. Y'all, by the way, y'all, 151.6 this morning here at the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Daddy, buck naked. And so it was 153 at the doctor's office, which, y'all, I'm very pleased with that. And I got two weeks, until my 40th class reunion to lose that, 2 pounds. Big Fatty, it'll be more than that tomorrow since you had those calves. It's true. So y'all, we just did our little talk and he checked me over, and Big Fatty, was there a digital rectal exam? It was not. It was checking my cholesterol. Oh, that's different. It's true. Anyway, and y'all, then I had to submit to the vampire. They took a couple of vials of blood. Big Fatty, oh, was it blood or gravy? Well, one and the same. And y'all, then I had about an hour. You know, I was having lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at 12:30 p.m. And y'all, it was about a little before 11:30 p.m., about 11:15, I think, when I got out of the doctor's office, about an hour in there. And y'all, so I decided to go by the coal mine. I hadn't been to the coal mine since I retired. And y'all, I went by there, and y'all, I think they were pleased to see me. Either that, Big Fatty, or they're up for an Academy Award. There may be some Academy Awards handed out. But y'all, it was just nice to see everybody. They've made some changes there in the coal mine. And y'all, it was just nice. And we just all caught up. I caught up with each person a little bit individually. And y'all, it was nice. It was just nice. And after that, y'all, I was off to have my lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had me a grilled ham and bacon and cheese sandwich on sourdough bread. Y'all, the sourdough bread was so good. Miss Kitty had macaroni and cheese with Bafran, and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, had a fruit waffle, blueberries and strawberries on top of the waffle, and a side of country ham, and it was not spelled C-U-B, Fanny. And y'all, after that, we're off to the Von Z's. Y'all, I looked at the circular, and y'all, there wasn't a whole lot on sale that I needed. And y'all, I'm trying to use up stuff. They did have the good bag solids on sale. So I got the Veggie Lovers and the Caesar solid kit. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got me a dozen large eggs. Y'all, they had a boneless sirloin tip roast. Y'all, it was on sale, and y'all, it looks delicious. I'm gonna cook that with an onion, and I don't know what else I'll cook with it. And y'all, then they had boneless pork loin roast. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those, y'all. It was 50% off. It was just $4. $4.50 for the pork loin roast. And y'all, I got a bag of sauerkraut. I'm gonna put the two of them together in the y'all, the sauerkraut was almost as expensive as the roast. Put them in the cracker pot sometime, maybe over the weekend. Y'all, and that's all I got. Y'all, I only spent $22.62, but I saved $16.81. And Big Fatty, I don't want to be near you when you start eating that sauerkraut. Toot toot!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, it came to me from that Joe Zubia. You know Smoking Hot Joe, don't you? He sent it to me on the 20, and he says, Big Fatty, which is worse, being crestfallen or having your breast fallen? Well, first of all, Joe, thank you so much for the question. It's an excellent question, and I'm happy to answer this, and it's very timely too. Yes, Big Fatty, is quite a almost a Donnybrook of a time for yeah. Anyway, and y'all, I really should defer. I really should defer this question to the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, because she has recently been crestfallen. And y'all, speaking of the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, y'all, she's expecting the arrival of Dicka and T. Wiggles, she and Myron and the kids. Because it's not gay grandma unless you have an undertaker to invite your guests into your home. Right this way, madam. Yes, Big Fatty, answer the question. Anyway, so the old gal has recently been crestfallen, and if anybody knows about having their breast fallen, it'd be the old gal. But Big Fatty, I thought those were moobs. Oh, well, you're probably right. Well, regardless, probably your moobs fallen.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Okay, so I totally forgot to hit record, so this shouldn't even be a reenactment, but this is going to be a reenactment.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
Hey, Ninny. I'm listening to This American Life, and they're talking about coincidences, so I wanted to tell you these two stories. When I was working at the Millstone when I was going to college, I was so great after a couple of years, I could be a trainer. So I go to train this group of girls or whatever, and the one says that she moved there with her husband who used to live there, and she didn't want to say his name because he's a dork. And so then I said, what's his name? And then she says his first name. And then she said, Steve. And then when she said his last name, she asked me if I knew him. And I didn't know what he would have told her. So I said, yeah, I knew who he was. But I actually dated him from 1994 to 1995 for 15 months. So then after Derek is born and I'm getting a part-time job at the hotel restaurant, I'm at orientation and this girl's there and she says her name is Barb and she's there and her boyfriend goes to school at Northern or whatever. And she says his name is Bill. And she says, I says, oh, what's his last name? And she says his last name. And she says, do you know him? And I said, I dated him. I didn't know, are these coincidences? Like, I need to get out of the restaurant business.
You just got around, Mom.
Whoa.
Big Fatty, where the applause? That's lovely, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. Bacon Bits, she came right in with the punchline. Yes, Big Fatty, just punch Miss Bacon right there in the chops. A special thanks to the Hot Cup for that totally original, never used before bumper for Bacon Theater. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for sharing that. You either like Bacon Bits says, you either get around or you must live in Hooterville.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, your Aussie butler. Turn down the radio. It's 9:19 p.m. at night in the evening. It's Thursday. I'm driving home from the pastor's house. There's nothing to eat. I haven't had my dinner. I haven't had my grub. And this is bloody Australia. It's so hopeless. Like, no food. So I've just been to America recently. There's heaps of options there. Kathy Bacon refused to take me to any of them and let me experience all the great American food you've got. But at 9:20 at night on a Thursday, do you want me to tell you the options I have for eating? McDonald's, barf, and Hungry Jack's, which is Burger King in America. That is the two options open at 9:20 at night. That's it. In America, there would be 100 places open. 100 places, of which 99 of them I didn't get to go to because Kathy Bacon refused to take me there and to experience the real America. But I don't want to get on a side tangent. I just want to complain about how crap Australia is and how there's no good eating options available at night time. Okay. Nothing else to say now. Let's go back to the radio. See, we got great music on our radio, but nowhere to eat. Okay, goodbye, Big Fatty. Love you. Miss you.
Yeah, Gussie. All that, of course, is the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for that. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry that Fatty Jack's and the McDonald's are the only place that you can eat. However, you can get plenty of carbs. Oh, I guess he carbs there, but Big Fatty, he'd fall asleep behind the wheel. Well, that's true. Y'all, and if it was the McDonald's, it would give me explosive diarrhea. Yes, Big Fatty, everything does. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Thursday. Y'all, this is this is Halloween-y weekend. Since Gay Crema falls on a Wednesday of next week. So y'all, if you're going to be painting your face or anything, be careful out there. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that little Aussie battler. And Scotty, just out of curiosity, rather than bitch and complain about Australia, why don't you move to America? What would you do if you did that?
Let him natter in my ear a whole bunch of crap.
Oh! Big Fatty, they can do that in Australia with you.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.